Welcome or welcome back to a new episode of Teen Investing. Today we're going to be going over four stocks that I've actually added to my portfolio and why I added them. And then at the end, I'm going to share one stock that I think is going to do good that I'm looking to add to my portfolio. But before we get started, here's a word from our sponsor. And we're back, and thank you for that. And before we get started, as always, this is for entertainment purposes. And this is just my opinion. And before you ever buy anything, make sure you do your homework on it. And to not just buy anything just because someone says something good about it. And to actually do your homework. And so the first stock is Fox Corporation. And now there's a lot of misconceptions about what Fox Corporation is now. Because after the 21st Century Fox merging with or being acquired by the Walt Disney Company, people are wondering what's left with Fox. And what's left with Fox is Fox Networks. And so that would be their like Fox Media, which is their Fox News and Fox Business and Fox Sports. That's one side of it. But they also retain ownership of Fox, the television network, where they do have a lot of shows. And they are making a lot of money in that space, especially during these times. We have seen people going and using, or not using, but content has been on the rise and people are paying a lot of money for content. And I picked their stock because it was at a pretty low price and it's gone up $10 a share so far, which is pretty good. But when I bought it, I originally bought it because it was undervalued at the time, but also because I think Fox is going to be able to, it has room to expand and still grow and kind of rebrand itself to newer generations who may not be using Fox Media at the moment. Plus, there have been talks, and I have to do more research into it, but I think that with Fox and the NFL and the NBA, when they're now renewing their broadcasting contracts, that if Fox is able to acquire them, that it would be very beneficial for them and it could bring in extra billions of dollars on top of what they're making right now. And the next stock, my second pick, is Petco with the ticker symbol WOOF. And what I love about this stock is that it's still undervalued. It's going down, so I'm still down in the stock, but I think it's an amazing company. Petco is one of the major players in the space when it comes to like selling retail pet stores as well as online, because they also, I believe, own a stake in Chewy. They bought Chewy, then took Chewy public, so they still obtain ownership of that company. And with Petco, it has the opportunity to kind of nationalize their Petco locations to also turn them into veterinary clinics as well, and that could bring in a ton of revenue for Petco. And the main thing that made me want to buy Petco stock is that Petco, it's not doing so hot right now, but I do have to say that during the pandemic, there's been multiple reports showing that people have been adopting and buying more pets at an all-time high. And so long-term, their sales, I think, are still going to go up because people have to continually buy their food and buy new toys as they're growing and getting bigger. And as well as the other services they offer, such as like their grooming department. And as I said, their veterinary clinic, where they can also go into that. And with their retail locations across the United States, it makes for a perfect opportunity for them to not have like your mom and pop veterinary clinics, but have kind of like a national one, just like Healthcare of America. They own like a ton of hospitals across the entire United States, and you kind of get like the same level of treatment. And so I think that if Petco does that, they'll be able to succeed long term. Currently down in the stock, but that is okay. And the next stock that I chose to buy was Apollo Global Management. Apollo Global Management, you may or may not have heard about it. They've been in the news recently. But one of the big things that's going on with them is that they spent billions of dollars to acquire convention centers in Las Vegas from the Las Vegas Sands Corporation. And I think that was a genius move on their part, because right now they bought it at a time where no one's really meeting up to go to these conventions. No one's going to the hotels or the casinos or whatever. But I do think that as things are getting better and the world goes back to what it once was, these convention centers are going to be really, really valuable, because I believe that people are in companies are going to want to do these so they can get their people out of their houses, or just give them a chance to, like, not relax, but kind of get away from it all. And in Las Vegas, with these convention centers, they can hold multiple events, and it has the ability to make a lot of money for Apollo Global Management. And so that's how I got interested in the stock and heard about the stock first. I've known about it, but that's what's gotten me like, should I buy it? And then next was that the companies they own, some of them are better than others, and I'm sure you've heard of them all. Some of their big ones is like Smart and Final, University of Phoenix, Redbox. And people may think, oh, Redbox, they're going out of business, or they may be losing money, but they actually bring in hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue, and there's still a lot of them out there. And they also own ADT and a little bit of the Cox Media Group from the research I've done. And those companies, I think, are going to do good long term, especially Smart and Final, University of Phoenix, because Smart and Final is like one of the other things that is always going to have a need for someone to go there. And it's not really as competitive yet, I'd say. And they, when I did look at them, they were down significantly. And so I think the stock was at a good place to buy. And I believe they pay a dividend, which is good. So that brings me to my last stock. And it's one that people may disagree with me on, but I personally like the stock, or not the stock, but the company. And when I invest in the company, not just the stock, because the stock is not like this fictional thing that goes up and down and you're just trying to get someone to buy it for more money. No, what you're hoping is that if the company performs well over time, that people are going to want to buy more of the company because the company's overperforming. And the stock is Kraft Heinz. If you haven't heard of it, that's a real shocker, because they own brands like Philadelphia Cheese, Kraft Mac and Cheese, and a whole bunch of other foods. And the other part of that is Heinz. They are the ketchup people, and not just in grocery stores, but all major fast food chains use them. Even though they may have their logo on it, it's still produced by Kraft Heinz. And one of the misconceptions I think people have about Kraft Heinz is that people are wanting to get the cheapest price, which would be the generic, like a Great Value at Walmart, or the generic brands that the stores themselves sell with their own brands like Kirkland at Costco. But Kraft Heinz, they will still make money even if people buy the generic food like the Great Value, because they produce a lot of the products, but they just won't put their brand name on it, but they'll still make money from that. So they're kind of competing against themselves in that perspective. But recently, Heinz Kraft has been on the downtrend, which I don't know why, but I think that they're a good company. They own solid brands, and over time, I think they're still going to be able to grow and purchase other brands or reinvent their brands. And they have amazing assets and brands to back them up. Plus, they do pay a really handsome dividend. And on top of that, Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway owns a stake in that, and so does 3G, a private equity firm. But even though there has been negative talks about Kraft Heinz, I think I bought at a price that's good, and I think the company is going to be able to perform overall. And so, like I promised, a stock that I'm looking into that I believe I mentioned before is Viacom. I do own a share of it, but I'm hoping to add more. When I bought it at $42 a share, and now it's at $91 a share. And the reason I want to buy this is because they just came out with Paramount Plus, and Paramount Plus, I think it's going to be one of the things that defines Viacom CBS's stamp on the streaming wars, and kind of maybe will be dominant. But what they do have is they have CBS also with their Paramount, and then their Nickelodeon, Showtime, MTV. But they also have CBS, which not only does sports broadcasting, but what you don't notice is CBS has a production company that goes and helps produce other streaming services, helps produce some of their shows. So you'll find them helping producing shows on Netflix, Amazon Prime, HBO Max, and just Disney Plus even. You can find these companies producing and still maybe not getting as much money as they would on their own platform, but they've kind of helped produce all that. Plus, they own Paramount Pictures, which is one of the major studios, and they're also able to charge a ton of money. Plus, what's happened recently as the stock has been hammered down, I would say in the past like 3 months, 3 months ago, their stock was at $35. Now it's at $91. Plus, with things starting to open up again, movie theaters are going to come back. And I believe they have a whole bunch of movies that they put on hold until things did get back to normal, so they can, once again, instead of having those really low box office numbers, being able to go into the hundreds of millions of dollars in gross box office sales. And I think that they have a ton of movies that are really good movies, but just haven't came out yet because of the pandemic. And after things are starting to open up again, I think that they're going to be able to even perform better than what they're doing. Because even during the pandemic, even with their not having, they had a few flops, but they also didn't do any super huge shows, they were still able to bring in hundreds of millions of dollars in net revenue, meaning they were able to do business as it is, pay off the things that weren't producing money, and still in the end come up with like $400 million in 3 months. And I think that's absolutely tremendous, and I think that they're going to perform good over time. And so that is it. Thank you. And if you have any stocks that you are interested in or you want me to look into, I'd be happy to do so. And I just love hearing what other people are buying. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.